Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
By His grace and mercy, we are still alive. And we are kicking good. His grace is keeping us. And the grace will keep keeping us.
We
want to give Him glory, honor, and thanks. The devil struck my vehicle.
And
it's looking better now than it was.
So
I just want to thank God for His loving grace. His prophetic word to the church. Four coffins were seen being brought into the church.
And
they said they had one, or some demonic forces said they had one already, and they were going to kill three more, but the power of God came and smote all of them.
And
they that Brother Sebe, Ejasebe, T.S. Asemi. And that Ejasebe, Ombe Tras, Ombe Poison, Edrianim, Eti, Shahunsu Ye.
So, Unyasebe, they will target you with food poisoning.
But Daniel, Wama, are you in church? Wama, Wama. You know, you should be coming to church. Oh. You don't know when God is going to speak for you. You don't know when God is going to bless you. You don't know when God is going to address you.
More than say they be our service. Only me die, Yanko Pombe Casa. Only me die, Yanko Pombe Frewell, Beton Safro.
I want you to know me. I believe in the gifts of the Holy Ghost, and I believe in them till I die.
I say, when you know who they say, media home, crunk, crunk, I do much at the enemy, Jimmy, and I didn't know what you have to say.
But it will still have to be balanced. Now you see, I have some books here in my hand. And these books are based on nothing but the prophet's quotations.
And
how the blood of Jesus protects us. I printed them, and they were all $5,000. 5,000 Ghana cedis.
No,
I'm not here to do business. No. But when things are given free, people don't value them.
And so no say,
and today's morning service is going to be based on this.
So, the deacons
have copies at the back.
Before
we start the service, if you want one, they are not free. We are not selling them, we are not paying for them now. But if you want one, you raise your hand, they will give you one. At the end of the service, you give the money to them. It will not suffice for everybody. So those, you raise your hand, the deacons will quickly give you one. We are going to follow this course.
If one of them is a Lord.
Mom was saying, wow, baby, open your own side. Would the only scar be chance to say cry later on? But anyone I'm in the baby age, man. And so, yeah, you know, auntie, mean teacher, mamma free, so any day we can't crash wrong. The demand free, I never did. Maybe be I'm open free. I hope, mom, when you're very fast, please. Wow, here you are, Santam. Now I'm in for any mountain. Any more hands? So that we and Sandy do our when you're very fast, please. Back or me one. If it's our books, Asa. Okay, run to the office. To follow that book, not everything there though, but and I'm sure we are using it as Sunday school lesson at the same time as Okofebia. Some time ago, Brahmati was preaching. And he brought this quote, which has stuck with me very powerfully. Insult to God.
Baby Abesin Econo, my son for Martin, Junior Martin, the Eradia Samo, Braina, and Chilean Mono, and now, car, if we are semi ya, and Emmy Atena Bessine, and a Casafa,
say ye dinner with Martin. As many as possible, try and get this book. Not, no, we are not doing business. But I believe if you study this very well in your homes, it will really bless you. Anybody else? Some of them don't have any church. They depend on the streaming, so and they are watching you on video. So be careful how you act in the house of the Lord every time you come. No, videos don't lie. So if you are sleeping, it will show you are sleeping.
Video.
If you are happy rejoicing, it will show. So videos don't lie.
Video. And I am fooling in your idea. Intino, he said, Yabanyan coupon trade yampo any more. Or see a cry who ye with your hand. I be so or how or hey for the tree. Oh no, not sorry, Alpa and eh. If it is so or hey ye. Tia, he ye cry out for so our crown horse. I will doubt on Coninano.
Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, once again, we come into your presence, asking you to pardon our iniquities and our transgressions.
Amen.
We are people of unclean lips, and we dwell among ungodly people who provoke our spirits, and sometimes we act wrongly. Lord Jesus, forgive us. Forgive us, O Lord.
Amen.
And come and visit us today in the ministration of the word to prepare us to feast with you in the afternoon to the evening. Lord, if you have ever been merciful to any people before, add us to those people.
Amen.
For we need you. We need you more than, Lord, we have ever needed you.
Amen.
For this is the end time.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, Lord. Be merciful unto us, Lord. Bless your servants. Bless your children. Glorify yourself in our midst. This weekend is going to be another sad, hectic moment when we have to bury some of your children, a brother Isaac and a sister Bernice. Oh Lord, you prepare us for that time as well. And we thank you that, Lord, when the enemy was going to kill more to bring this church into disgrace, you have stepped in and smitten them by your power.
Amen.
And we are so grateful to you.
Yes,
and you are urging us that we should do more intensified praying than we have been doing. Father, anoint your people with the spirit of intercession, spirit of petitioning, spirit of supplication, spirit of intensified praying, so that the demons that are targeting families, targeting marriages, targeting individuals, to pollute them with filthiness, the Holy Spirit will smite those demons.
Amen.
And preserve your children for your glorious return. We thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord bless you all. We are going to take a few scriptures, then we'll follow through. If you don't, are not able to, you cannot read, just listen to our precious brother as he interprets the word. The title of this book here says, "The Blood Protects Me." In other words, the blood is our protection and spiritual bumper. You know what the bumper on the car does? It protects the vehicle from getting crashed. Amen.
Amen. You may tell that's one and say, "Mojano and a bomb who buy." I actually say, "Mok Jay and only a whole bambo." I send ya who car, our bontia. A PA near by any mono, bumpana or hono. A kata near my assuma or car any mono. Sana, Mojano, so I a whom bumpa and no and I a whole bambo.
Amen.
Amen.
On page 2 of the book, it says, paragraph 23, we are looking to see the people and how the blood, that crimson blood, still around the world to protect whosoever will. Hallelujah.
Ne se ye hwe ni mu ye hwe se be hu ni pa kuo no na fe ye hwe sane a moja no wo hwa wo da so wi ase a ebo ni pa ho ban enye obi a ne mu obi bia wo pe no
You can get by now because God can't see you. You are still under the blood. Even the prophet said, I'm approaching demons here. You realize that? And I'm not immune from them. That I'm not immune from the attacks of the demons. He, William Branham, is not immune to demons, he says.
William Branham, we are ready for you. Say, oh, boy, pin a diamond in Nelson. Yes, and you say, oh, more of a sad diamond. Oh, boy, pin your own bit in your twice and so by any bonnet.
Not by no means.
You can be as well.
Only the blood can protect me.
Amen. Tidy was yes, and you say, and you can be as you know, baby. They are much and good tone a bit in your man of Bible.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why the blood?
Aden.
So from the Old Testament, as we know, when God had made man in his own image, male, female, made he him.
They
were in God's image, as we always say. They didn't need a vision to see God. They didn't need a dream to see God. God could appear to them face to face and commune with them. As long as they stayed under the word, obeyed God's word, they had that free access to the presence of God.
Amen. God could come
to them at the cool of the day and had fellowship with his children.
But
when sin came in,
it
broke that fellowship. And God required an atonement to restore that fellowship. The goodness of God accepted an innocent substitute. If we can get an innocent substitute, he will pardon us and restore that fellowship.
Onya insiana mubia onu die efi enka obie ni ho onya gboni bi enso onu no mesiana mu emeye sa mpataje no.
So if we can get an innocent substitute,
ti ebeti menye insiana mubia onu die fum so obie ni no ho,
then because of that innocent substitute,
and enam sa insiana mu no onu fum so ni no ho,
he will freely forgive us
afa die ode epon ni che
and restore that fellowship.
Na yoku fan wasadi aba betim hobio.
So that we'll come back into dominion. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah, amen.
So the issue was, can we find an innocent human substitute? And that's why Revelation chapter 5 comes in. Sin is so cruel. Sin is so wicked. It seems people are joking with sin. We are not looking at how wicked sin is and how evil sin is. Has caused the children of God. Sin broke the timeline. We were born in God's image to be eternal, but sin broke the eternal timeline and we became products of time. Now you and I have become mortals. We are subject to die. Sin took away our dominion.
Nanka yetimi di to me and a word di adia nyina so no bone e ma ye hwere sa to me no.
So the title deed of our redemption went back to the original owner, the Almighty God.
Ain't you know? Yen jie ehun pata. Yen jie ehun atre. Tira dia watu yen nyina na esa ko ni wura no eho.
And when he found no innocent substitute, he himself became the lamb for the sacrifice. You remember Isaac asking daddy?
Isaac,
here is the firewood. And here is everything else. But why is the lamb for the sacrifice? Abraham, by divine inspiration, said,
Abraham,
God will provide himself a lamb for the sacrifice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the lamb was caught in the thickest. Thick as stones. That was on Mount Moriah. That later became Mount Calvary. Who was carrying the firewood? Isaac.
Isaac.
Isaac was representing the Lord Jesus.
Isaac,
who carried the cross? Carry the firewood. Carry the cross. He became himself the sacrifice. And when he paid the price in full, by shedding the holy sinless blood, the blood was a sign, as the prophet said in the message, the token. The blood was a sign that an innocent substitute had given his life.
And
if that blood is accepted, then all those under the blood have also been accepted. Was the blood accepted? Then all those that are under the blood are free from sin. They have been accepted. Oh, hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
I'm gonna write right under the blood. I'm gonna write right under the blood. I'm gonna write right under the blood. Hallelujah. And the devil can't do me no harm. I'm gonna write. I'm gonna write. Sing it like you mean it. Missing me go train am over jana sing.
Right under the blood.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna write.
Sing it like you mean it. Hallelujah, and the devil can't do me no harm. No harm.
No harm. No harm.
Oh, my, my, my.
No harm.
Sing it like you mean it.
No harm.
Sing it like you believe it.
No harm. No harm.
Hallelujah, and the devil can't do me no harm. I'm gonna write.
I'm gonna write right under the blood.
I'm gonna write.
Right, right under the blood.
Oh, I'm gonna write right under the blood. Hallelujah, and the devil can do me no harm.
No harm.
No harm.
Oh, yes.
No harm. And you know,
no
crow.
No harm.
Me want more than a sea. Satan to me, you weak. Pray, I'm gonna pray right
under the blood.
Gonna pray, pray right
under the blood.
Under the blood.
I'm gonna pray right
under the blood. Hallelujah, and the devil can't do me no harm.
No harm.
No harm. like you mean it.
No harm.
Oh,
no harm. No harm. No harm.
Hallelujah. And the devil can't do me
no harm.
I'm gonna sing.
Gonna sing right under the blood.
I'm gonna sing right under the blood.
I'm gonna shout.
I'm gonna shout right under the blood. Hallelujah. And the devil can do me no harm.
No harm.
No harm.
Oh yes.
No harm.
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 Hallelujah. And the devil can do me no harm.
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 Hallelujah.
And the devil can do me no harm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Take your seat. So when the news hit Jehovah, that his son and daughter have broken the covenant of the word, Jehovah, the first thing Jehovah did shows how he was going to restore man. Amen.
Amen.
The first thing God did after the fall showed how he was going to redeem man and restore man to the original fellowship.
Alright. Amen.
What was the first thing God did?
Adam,
Adam, where are you?
Say, Adam, Adam, who are you?
We heard your voice. And we hid ourselves. Have you done what I told you not to do? The woman deceived me. The serpent deceived
me.
We heard your voice. We hid ourselves. Because we were naked. Before that time, they were clothed with the Shekinah glory of Jehovah. Jehovah's Shekinah glory had covered their nakedness. Listen, Satan has no substitute for the word of God. Satan has no substitute for God's blessed Holy Spirit. Satan has no substitute for God's eternal life. He can only pervert what God has given us. Whatever God does is perfect.
Amen.
Amen. So Jehovah God killed the lamb. And covered their nakedness with the animal skin. That was showing what he was going to do in future. To restore his fallen children back to fellowship with himself. So we see animal blood being shed.
It
went on and on and on.
His
children were caught in Egypt. They were turned into slavery.
He has
said, "Will deliver them with a mighty hand."
And how we all
know how he plagued the Egyptians.
At the
last plague.
How are they cut off?
Was
death.
So as we read together in Exodus chapter 12,
Exodus,
we are following this blood. The prophet said the blood goes all the way through the entire Bible. The string goes all the way through the entire Bible.
If you want to say asap mojai, etini efri Bible no asasiye edukwa kusiye weye.
So the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, shall we stand as we read Exodus chapter
12?
This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb. They will take what? A lamb. According to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too small for the lamb, too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish. Amen. A male of the first year, not female. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. Ye shall keep it up until the 14th day, from the 10th to 14th, so 4 days. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. How many lambs were they going to kill? One or many? Huh? No, me kumu nyam madu do say.
Baako.
Huh? O mamuni na no me kumu baako.
Baako baako.
Because you shall kill it, as if say. O mui ne kumu baako. Efie bi e kumu baako. Anso baako ni yina bomwa e jama baako. That speaks something, eh? And you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the month, same month, whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it. At what time? In the evening. Not breakfast, evening. And they shall take of the blood, hallelujah. They shall take of what? The blood of the innocent lamb. And strike it on the doorpost and the lintel. And the upper posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night. And roast with fire. And unleavened bread. And with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw. Nor sodden at all with water. And roast with fire. His head with his legs. And with the pertinence thereof. Ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. And that which remaineth of it until the morning, ye shall burn with fire. That's why when we take the communion bread, some are left, they burn. We don't eat them again the next morning. Thus shall you eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Amen. For, hallelujah,
amen.
I, Jehovah, I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I'm the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Uranakasa. And the blood, shall we all say that?
And the blood
shall be to you
for a token.
upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood,
when I see the blood,
I will pass over you.
I will pass over you.
And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial. And you shall keep it a feast unto the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. May the Lord bless his word as you take your seats. I want my brother to read it to you in Chi. F-A-T-A. I can cancel it to me.
Amen. Exodus 1, I am always on my toss me, you know. It's to me, you know. Na Awurade ka kyerɛ Mose ne Aaron wɔ Misraim asase so sɛ, momfa bosome yi nyɛ abosome eti, na nyɛ mo afemu bosome a ɛdi kan. Monka kyerɛ Israel asafo no nyinaa sɛ, bosome yi da ɛtɔ so du no, wɔmfa nwama maako maako sɛdeɛ wɔn mpanimfie ɛteteɛ. Efie bia, efie baako, egwama baako. Na se efie no mufoɔ ɛnɔ so sɛ obedi egwama a, ano ne deɛ ɔne no bɔ efi pam mfa bi sɛdeɛ akra no dodoɔ ɛteɛ. Monkan egwama no, egwama so enipa sɛdeɛ ɛbɛso wɔn edie. Egwama a oni dɛm na momfa.
4 days. Mon shabwa na yeso wonye abua wo yare edem bia wo no wo ye perfect. If you say obegina wa mani pa ye we kuna ma wo mo nti se dem wo ne ho a edem bebe nipa no. Na se dem ni abua ne ho so a edem mani pa no so. Oh hallelujah.
Na Israel asafo mu no nyina enkunku won anwemre.
Omunkunku amre ben.
Amen.
Anya no pantin ye ndi communion na no pan omunku na nyumre.
Amen. Na onfa moja no bi ensra adano adana obedi wo mu no aponwa emienu no ene aponwa atifi no ho.
Ti omode entombe ebo aboa ni moja onbe soni egu hwase amonu mu bo anase besi no mo. Mo soni moja ni guma omoti entombe. Om the bomb say, no makwa if a dina bon tin say. No me diye apunya ni say. No me di akroso apunya na tifi. Ewa bon tin. Tina form de. Se wo say na ye seya. Na ayede. Moja. Mye mudia. A formo cross. Enye fye ni inside a bon tin.
Amen.
Alright?
Amen.
So that's what they were to do.
Na woni nam no anadwo no a wonfa uja ntoto na wonfa apiti ene fan nyonwo no ene eni muni no amono na monfa ensuo enoa na emmom monfa uja ene ntoto
uja ne gina ma de onyankopon abufu hie na temwa eba edwama ne so anka de sesa ba ye ye so no na bufu de ehye ka ye na wo se ba ye so no e na wo se ye mfa ntoto nti e di e transfer bufu ni nyina agu adwa ma onye ebo ni dan so ye di ja e toto. All right.
Amen.
Peso we rasem ni mu adi ye mu a en strike o na ma wanya nkanya etumi prophet can be said stimulation by revelation. When God reveals some truth to you, it quickens you, it stirs you up, it makes you want to shout. Say hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, one way here, Satan be more da. I'm a dear be power you are free to be every more. No one more than I want. To your let. Every time you meet some of us who are born, some of them on the crowd say, "One more person will be here." Now when you are here, be more than a dear. So I didn't soon come. Every time the word of God is in session, Satan wants to keep you asleep so that the truth, the revelation will not hit you, to you, for you to be stimulated by revelation. Be on the alert. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you.
Amen.
Continue, please.
Umfoja entutu. Niti ene nasre, ene na ye matie no. Na munya bi ensie na adie encheso. Na se bi ka na adie encheso a. Mufuja and Seno. Na said ye muni nunye. Munti chirima sine. Na mon papua and shisemu nine. Na mon puma and krukramon sem. Na munino hereso. Ene eradicam. Eradicam. Na mi bekem mizrim as I say so and a juye. Na makum mizrim as I say so and makangina.
What's your bad day? Obe chema na jono. Ono ya huwe nyankupo obe chema na jono. Na woku mizreel e makane e mwa nini penye na.
Efri nipa so, eko si mwa so.
Efri nipa so, eko si e mwa so.
Na mebu mizreel e nyami nina aten.
Obe bu oma bosum nina aten. Amen.
Mene eurade.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Omo nse man, say yes, wono ni boss. Asi mene wane. He is emphasizing his supreme authority.
Amen.
Over all creation, all demons. He is, I am the Lord. What's he saying? What's he saying? Ah, hallelujah. Now, what's everybody afar? When I say so, if this one is with you, whom shall I fear? David will ask. Go ahead, please.
Na moja no enye senchreni niye emamu.
Jen enye senchreni e.
Moja no.
Enye senchreni e mamu.
E fear mu wo mu unumu.
E fear mu wo mdi enye senchreni e mamu.
Moja no. Na semu huno moja noa.
Eti oba be kemu ade ba kupen wohe. Onwe a wotin tin.
Abi.
Se wo numa tutuo. Now, we are not passe. No, we are not to say pray. Quano, and now, so who are fat, who scar, we won him dear, we need him dear, what degree, we need degree, yeah, no beyond washer, Uba, sorrow, my yeah, no beyond washer, a dear back up and washer, a day. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Ihu moja na ichu. So the only place of safety that night
sana juno baby ba kwa na kubamba wono
was under the blood. This is where I'm repeating the quote. I first heard that quote. I may have read it, but it was in my mind. First time was when Brother Martin brought it up.
Really,
and I went and ran course on it.
Imagine course where, Brother Martin,
that is why when you come to church, pay attention.
I don't think
don't presume that you know everything. You know nothing. Sometimes you see people come to church, they feel they are up there, so they are not listening to learn anything. So the prophet is saying the Israelites,
Israel,
once settled there, what if they get to study? And they say, well, I am not worthy. What else do I have to do?
What
the
devil troubles us with?
He is the accuser of the brethren. Satan is not looking for any good thing in you.
He
is always looking for the bad things in you to accuse you. And the devil's agents don't see any good thing in anybody but to accuse. That is the devil's anointing. I will say it a million times. It's the devil's anointing. So they are saying, I'm not worthy.
It is right for me to say, oh, me kura
ya me fata. Apache bi sebi, I'm sorry. Ana apache bi ana wo bibi ya wo. If he say, I'm not worthy. Now what Timoja ana say, or say, I'm not worthy.
Dwelling under the blood, and they will still claim that, oh, they are not worthy because of the
and the devil will make sure that he reminds you that you are not worthy.
Gladys,
okay. You're glad that you're not. Yeah, Mrs. Bama. Oh, okay. All right, sorry. We were praying for the Holy Ghost. And I felt the Holy Ghost was so close to her. Are we something? And then he pushed away. So we're going back to Atonsu where we used to live.
That is,
I saw
the Holy Ghost draw so close to you. So what happened?
And he be say, wo ya kwara obi no die and now to say what to say won fata and I was starting say osu and then broke away me ni anom me sremo Christo Yesu team say ekoba say e fata obi fata pa dia ma me nka na obi anti bi say obi a me mi jina he me ye abosunsunfo asini me nanan mu twa ni pati. Me na nebi e friend ya mention. Sante ina na osuma no koma wa hini mrosa wonum wi a. Ono kasa na na odi utis ni.
My forefathers.
You are too sin.
They would execute people.
Odi sina ya nyakoma dia tintintin nipa sinko anipa wa kumu om.
And he had human teeth so long.
Na abusia kontonchi se ufrimu a.
And if you are coming from such a family, if not for the grace and mercy of the Lord, how can you qualify to even approach God?
I don't be what Jesus Limona Mesaka. I don't be what Jesus Limona Mesaka. I don't be what Jesus. Emuna beke na meho, Emuna beya madia. Aya tumo, ato, ato, ato biya menya, ato na bete ase. Emuna beke na meho. Israel nibi na mi da mi fata Eurade mi fata eti owo bofo ni ba be twam onyankopon si mo fa moja nka na mo ntina moja na chi.
The Lord had instructed that
na mi ba be twam na mi hunu moja na.
Once I pass and see the blood, stay behind the blood. So once I pass and see the blood,
they twam so
I'll pass.
So you don't have to do. You see, what else shall I do? Prophet says you don't have to do nothing. And now fasting be away.
It's not about your fasting.
Not about your fasting or anything you do.
Nothing
but the blood of Jesus. I want you to lift up your left hand. I'm watching somebody sleeping. Hey, we better not be telling them say now we're done. Demon cry, how may you rebuke Christ or Jesus?
Amen.
Now, prophet say, we see, what shall I do?
Israel
imagine and Israel say, what shall I do?
Israel say,
see, men always want to do something so that you can boast. But the word of God says, by faith we are saved by grace, not of works, lest any man should boast. God doesn't want anybody to boast. If you have any boasting, boast of what he has done for you. That's all. Is that enough for you?
Amen.
Is Christ's blood enough for us? Is it an all-sufficient sacrifice? Or you think we should do something in addition? Do you think we should do something to add to that supreme sacrifice? How many believe that we cannot and we should not? That is all-sufficient. Will you stand up and say amen?
Sorry, I can say amen.
Question is, Mususu said, Christ will be a kunado sumae. And now says, I see a baby sosu. Can you improve on what God has done?
Yeah, go find that. I don't bet me a baby that can one.
Then sit down. So, you don't have to do nothing.
Would it be beer? I was away, eh?
The only thing is to come under the shed blood. And when you come under the shed blood, that settles it. That is all. Once under the blood, you are saved. And listen to this. The prophet of God said, with all the discernment by the Holy Ghost, when people line up, come before him, if they have confessed all their sins under the blood, he will not see any of them. That is how powerful the blood is. The bleach, the chloros, the parazone blood of Jesus cleanses you from sin till not even God can see one stress against you. Amen. Now here comes. If the deaf angel with his sword in his hands sweeping the land, you didn't have to wonder and to be scared. To be scared was an insult to Jehovah. If you are under the blood and you have done what Jehovah said, Kabna, you should do. To be scared, to be afraid is an insult to Jehovah.
You
say, Jehovah, this is your word, but you know, I don't know whether it is right or not.
So we are going to say, oh, yeah, who are you? Where you want to say, oh, no, me, ni, mara. Say, yo, say, yo, me, ni.
Can you see how I hear in so man, say, wa? Say, you want to say, the man, I hear a tem, ye, di, yang, ku, pa, tem.
This is how we insult God.
The prophet shouts, "Oh, shame on you! Why? Once under the blood, he said, 'I'm the Lord that healed thee.' I believe it. That's all. Don't insult him." He said, "He that cometh unto me, I will never or in no wise cast out. I believe it." Will you come? Whoever comes to me, I will not cast out. Do you believe it? To disbelieve it is an insult to God. You sitting here sick. You forgot how God saved your soul. That was a worse or more of a miracle than it was to heal your body. One time they drop a sick person before him. He said, "Your sins be forgiven you." The Pharisee said, "Who are you to forgive sins?" Then he said, "For that you might know the Son of Man has power to forgive sins." That's why I said that. Which is easier? To say your sins forgiven you, or rise up and walk? Healing is existed in all generations, but it took death, the shedding of his holy blood, to redeem us. That is more difficult. So every covenant was sealed with blood. Read Hebrews chapter 9. When Moses had done everything, he sprinkled blood on the altar, blood everywhere. That is why he said in Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, it's no remission of sins. Why blood? We have done this over and over, but you know, we have done this over and over. Why blood? Take your Bibles and follow me. Why blood? Leviticus 17. We are reading from verse 10 to 14. Why is it blood and not fat? There's water, plasma in human body, this and that. But why blood? Reading from verse 10. Whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, all the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, I will cut him off from among his people.
Obia ofri Israel fi ana ahoho a obeshe won mu no. A odi moja bia no. Na ma mani asa sa okra a odi moja no. Na ma twa no afri ne man mu atwene.
Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, no soul of you shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourneth among you eat blood. Boswa. And whatsoever man there be of the children of Israel or of the strangers that sojourn among you, which hunteth and catcheth any beast or fowl that may be eaten, he shall even pour out the blood thereof and cover it with dust.
And then see, ena, me say, Israel for say, Mumu okra bia eni moja, na ohu a wabeshe mono, muno nso eni moja, ubia ufri Israel, ma ene ohu a wabeshe mono muno, oye, ha ekum abua ana anoma a odia, onshie ni moja anu engu, na onfa dotie enkataso.
Why?
Ade.
Why the emphasis blah, blah, blah? For it is the life of all flesh. The blood is the life of all flesh. Obianka.
The blood.
Aha, Obianka. I didn't know what can moja asem. I said, moja no, any abodi ye nyina ankwa. Honam nyina ankwa. I said, yeah. E moja no, any honam nyina ankwa. Ti moja awia, wawu. Ha? I didn't know what can moja. Ha? It is the life of all flesh. The blood of it is for the life thereof. Therefore, I said unto the children of Israel, ye shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh. For the life of all flesh is the blood thereof. Whosoever eateth it shall be cut off. Are you following? Yeah.
Na
14.
Ohunam nyina kra de. Ne mugya ene ekra. Enti na me se Israel se munni enam bia mugya. E bi se ohunam nyina kra ene ne mugya. Obi a odie no obetwa no atwene.
So now this is the reason why blood was put on the doorpost and the lintel. And the prophet of God says that blood was a sign that an innocent substitute had given his life for the people so they cannot die again or pay for their sins again.
Nah.
Somebody has paid for it in full.
Amen.
I said, we cost to Akota, dear. Now, who could
you want to buy?
Who could you aka? We had the Anokoya.
In an attempt to pay, make payment for all your pages.
And what about the say, Akosian Ponsa? And I told an architrotrum, said a boy, and I believe a bit, baby. Now, we is Castle de Ma a plankena or titrotron home. We is Castle de Mana, or say, oh, obi a chiamo.
While in the trotron,
my order, because we'll last an anchor with the chiam. Now, or say, obi a chiamo. And you know, and now the pay rather say, well, chiama.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are chiama, man.
Someone has paid for you.
Oh, hallelujah. Okay, then, a question. As you say, a question, what did you say? Sorry, Nekasa. Wetiamaka. Satan,
Satan wants to cast some sickness on you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I take your position under the blood. Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus,
yes, Christ,
I rebuke you. Take your filthy, dirty hand from my daughter.
You will say,
take your dirty, filthy hand from my son.
You will say,
take your dirty, filthy hand from my pastor.
You will say,
from my man, God's servant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost
will
make sure that the squatter.
Conform.
The Holy Ghost is the policeman.
He's
a soldier.
Crouching.
Can I not buga for moment to me and Kara? What much have you say? Now, what much chant is there? What much chant is there? A bro? Not a bro, no, who said not a Yibitiano. Domachel. Now, what so, Ukuku Lope, I'll say. Now, what shall Kukru be young? Obi, I want to chat in the talk true. Can no cray? Who bet can no cray? Who won you now? Who mea say, talk true. Who mea cocker betino, no a page out say, talk true. Who bet can no cray? Who won you now? That is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That will arrest that wicked spirit.
That's
trying to take what God has paid for from you.
That one is removing for the young point to your home come on, best or different seminal. Who go over seven, sir, or the one you have.
Amen.
Amen.
So, this is the mystery of the blood of God. So, in order for God Himself to become the lamb for the sacrifice, God became flesh. That He might get blood. He bypassed the original sin. Sex between a man and woman to reproduce. He bypassed it.
Anyone born of man is a sinner.
The polluted blood from the father entered the mother and you were born.
He said, "Moja, fiya wo ne neja ni muno ene ko ne na ho na fe dia ye wo wo."
But Christ Jesus,
yes, Christo Jesus,
was born without any human intervention.
Na enye oba ne be man sie mu emu ene nam so a wo no.
So the blood was the blood of God.
Iti mo ni moja na na Yakupon moja.
And is superior to all the animal blood that had been shed before.
Na crunche eni emu moja no ahwe ni nyina.
So that's why we keep coming back to this same sermon.
Iti na bi bia esa ba sa asempa yi ho.
When in Gethsemane, Jesus was confronted with the redemption of humanity. He saw me born on earth. And he saw you too. He saw us that we were coming. And he saw what the devil has done and will do in our lives. How the devil, through the weakness of the flesh, has caused us to do so many horrible things. Even before we were born, our forefather had sinned, and he says, "I'll visit the iniquity of the fathers to the children, to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me." We were even guilty before we were born. When you were born an innocent looking baby, you were a sinner.
An innocent sinner.
As you grew, that sinful nature you had inherited through your sinful birth manifested. That's why you did what you did, and you are still doing what you are doing. When you got that holy blood and in
Gethsemane,
he was confronted with a decision. You are the only one who has got a human being, and yet you have got the only blood in your vein that can redeem humanity. Are you willing to offer it?
And he saw all what they would do to him.
How many believe Jesus saw everything they would do to him? How they will spit on him. How they will crown him with thorns. How they will make mockery of him. And finally strip him naked. Hang him between two criminals. How they will prefer Barabbas to him. How they will lie and tell all kinds of things on him and say he is even Beelzebub. Every smarty word that they could use, they will use against
him.
When Isaiah saw how what they would do, he wrote of him in Isaiah 53. He will be a man of sorrows acquainted with grief. You'll be despised and rejected. There's nothing more painful than say a boo and him tiapa.
Yeah.
Now, do I tell you away, baby? Kanko, Sanko. I share some atadia tintin. It's a dishonor to them. Was sharing a gum and tadia pa. Would you be a baby? Yes, I was a member of Mediachi. I know Sister Freya was telling me they did that to him, to her when they repented. All right? So some of you get ashamed. So you have something you wear in school so that they will not laugh at you. And when you come home, you wear long to please your parents. Shame on you. Shame on you. Who are you pleasing, God or man?
Why now, son? And in Nipa, and I'm going to go home. You know, when Tario sent to school, you know, Buffy and Swan.
Amen. So the hour came.
The dawn of by.
Father,
Eja.
Not my will,
Enyame bro.
But thine be done.
Emu ma ope enanya ho.
So he was willing.
Ti unya ope.
And he submitted himself.
Oja no humu.
He was obedient unto death, even death on the cross. So when they caught him and crucified him, they crowned him with thorns, because sin caused the earth to grow thorns. They stripped him naked.
For
sin caused man to be naked. Jesus paid the price for my redemption, your redemption in full.
I don't understand some of you.
Anytime
I look at you, I
just don't
understand. Is it that these things are not so clear to you? Or the devil has made you believe that you are not part of all that we are saying?
Because if you follow these teachings that God's servants have been bringing to you from time to time, it should place you in a place of perfect faith. So that you can receive everything Jesus has died for.
Yeah. And
it should bring you to a place where you can forgive any sin and anything anybody has done against you. It's so sad to hear people, they are divorcing. They are divorcing because the husband, the man has offended the wife, will not acknowledge it. And the wife will not acknowledge it. And they are standing at par instead of being in one team to fight a common enemy.
Let
me tell you, friends. May God deal with you the way you also deal with somebody that has offended you.
Sanya only the offum only the one in the tenan and yango pong on the wasu any.
Obi from me.
I'm one as a
friend.
How I will deal with that person.
May
the Lord deal with me in that same
way.
If I forgive
him,
may the Lord forgive me.
But
if I say I'm never going to forgive, may the Lord never forgive me.
And yes, sir. Is it a good deal? That is exactly what is going on. That saith the Lord. If ye do not from your heart forgive your neighbor their sins, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you your transgressions. Is that saith the Lord? So may God deal with you and deal with me the way I deal with others. So Jesus willingly gave up the blood.
Yes, Christo.
When he bowed his head, it is finished. How many believe that it is finished? What's your problem? It is finished. But you have to come under the blood. You see that blood stream all through. From Genesis, Revelation 13. Verse
8.
The Bible says in Revelation 13 and verse
8.
The people that will bow to the beast are the ones whose names were not written in the Lamb's book of life from the foundation of the world. All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So you are even saved before you were born, before you even committed your first
sin.
What did we pay? Nothing.
Amen.
So the book that we shared out. Take your time. That blood is for our protection. And that blood is like bumper. And that blood speaks for us. When Cain shed the blood of Abel. The blood of Abel speak unto Jehovah for vengeance. But when the blood of the Lord Jesus was shed,
And so already Jesus Christ moja no hwiegu ye no.
It pleaded for our pardon.
Osre edemaye. So won fa yemfo so won cha yen.
So what makes the blood of Jesus superior to all the animal blood is this.
Yema Jesus Christ ni moja no ekuro nche moja bia abua bia moja no.
The life of the animal is in the blood.
Abua no kwa no ewu moja ni.
So the life of God is in the blood of Jesus. How long is that blood? How long is that life? Eternal life. So eternal life is in the blood of Jesus. So when he shed that blood, he released that eternal life. And if I repent, confess my sins into the blood, and that blood washes me from all sin, the literal life of Jehovah will come into me, and that becomes the token for this age. Not the chemistry of the blood, but the literal life of Jehovah coming inside the child of God. Then you become eternal with the eternal one. You will no more perish than Jehovah will perish. You are alive forevermore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's stand up and give God a hand clapping.
Sorry,
in this course book, take your seat.
Merci.
Brother Branham tells the story of how he went to a restaurant.
Yeah, Branham. Restaurant.
He saw an elderly woman with two scalps.
Oh, And they were drunk.
And those boys were messing around with that elderly woman. And
Brother
Abraham said, "Ah, Lord.
Why are
you so patient?
Don't
you strike these people dead? And they are misbehaving like that in a public place."
Amen.
Amen. So just then, Holy Spirit moved upon the prophet.
And
then the world was turning backwards. And in the vision, he saw a little baby had been born. And it reached the age of accountability. And
anytime
that boy did wrong, the judgment, like lightning will be striking him. But blood covenant will come and surround the earth.
It
will move that lightning, that's judgment away. And any time that boy did wrong, and it was Brother Branham himself,
when
he got to a place, he saw a book, his name on top, a list of so many sins. When he heard the gospel, he went to the Lord, confessed his sins, and the Lord took that long list
and
dipped it in his blood. And when he brought it up, there was no sin there. Then he said,
"No, say,
I have forgiven you. Why can't you forgive her? So Abraham was so ashamed. He approached that woman and told her what he had done and what he had seen. And the woman said, Are you that evangelist in town, Brother Branham?
He
said, yes, I am, sister. He said, Brother Branham, I was raised up in a godly Methodist home. My husband, I got married, had two children. My husband took to drinking. And he died. And leaving me the burden of bringing up these children. The weight was too much on me. So I took to drinking as well. And I can no more stop. And I cannot feel that God will not even forgive me. I'm no more in the economy of God. Do you think God can forgive a person like that? Do you ever think of the Lord Jesus?
Say,
yes, I think of him.
Say,
then God is not finished with you yet. So what should I do? Kneel down right here beside me. And Abraham turned the restaurant into a prayer meeting. You know, sometimes in a church, we see some things that are going on. People dying so rapidly. And we come for church prayer meeting. Sometimes we don't even get this number in church. Whatever reason is up to the people. That's why I said, we have had a lot of teachings. Our prayer life needs a backup.
So
Abraham said the first 30 minutes we should spend it in prayer. So I said we should turn it into prayer more. We should have confidence in the leadership that we will do nothing contrary to the message. When they beheaded James and they arrested Peter, we're going to kill him. The church, they changed their church order. They changed the order. They all gathered in the presence of Jehovah. And started fasting and praying, Lord, move, move. Their prayers reach heaven. And God sent an angel to bring the deliverance. When it gets to where the situation demands it, we can lay aside everything. Good. Just as the early church did. Just as Jehoshaphat did. When there is a crisis, we should call for a halt. Get down on our knees. Fast and pray and seek the face of the Lord. And I want to appreciate every one of you that are doing just that. Fasting and praying and seeking the face of the Lord on behalf of the Church of the Living God. So that the enemies that are attacking the Church of God will be destroyed by the power of the Living God. Thanks be to God. So Abraham and they turned the whole restaurant into a prayer meeting. And that woman came under the blood and was revived.
And
so much protection under the blood. So the prophet also said in the series that you'll be reading, if somebody is in church and they are committing sins and they are allowed to stay in the church, they will get the protection of the blood.
And still be spreading the leaven of that sinful habit to be spreading amongst the church members. So if we have done what scripture say we should do, and they do not repent, we should sack them from the church. In other words, we move them from under the blood, and the devil will get them out there. And if they are true children of God, some sickness or something will strike them, and then they will run back, confess their sins, and line up with the word of the living God. You know, sometimes we use carnal sympathy. Oh, someday that person did this and did that, and for me, so you want to overlook the word. In the series that we are presented in this, the blood that protects us, we are told that the blood acts as a bumper. And it protects. Brother said, don't think that you are so super that the devil cannot touch you. Sometimes we would to me yamishi. Some of our tests would to me yamishi to me. Would they jina on and koshe moja nasi? I say a bold yana nyawa jina. But once you are under the blood, then you have protection. Brother Branham on page 2 tells the story of a pop star that was converted called Nelly Sanders. This girl one time was passing through where she used to go and dance. He said, I'm going to convert the people. And she stood there a few minutes. The music was going on. The worldly music that she used to enjoy before her repentance. She said, well, you know what? Maybe if I walk up on the steps up there, maybe I'll be able to testify to some of them.
Oh,
maybe
I'm a woman go do staircase here. Oh, yeah.
The brother said, oh, you see, you are right on the devil's ground.
Say,
stay out of it. Shun the very appearance of evil. But she walked up on top of the steps. She stood there a few minutes. And the first thing you know, she was in some boy's arms. Out on the floor. Then she came to herself. And she was standing there crying. And going on and said, oh, I'm lost now. Well, I don't know too much about the Bible, but I believe Jesus said this, in my name they shall cast out devils. That girl ran to Brother Brown. He was single then, and he had picked up a drunkard, and they were in the house. And that girl ran to Brabram in the night.
Brabram,
the demons have gotten me. The demons have gotten me. God being so good, that drunkard was a little bit awake. The boy that was with him. And if you read on page 3, Brabram cast out those demons, and the demon left like a bat with a tail and was just running around the room, and the boy was dodging here and there. Later on, they went searching for that bat in the room. It had run away. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, is so powerful
that no demon power can stand the authority of the blood. So you have all of this information that we have put together for you. Parents, plead the blood over your children.
Every day,
plead the blood over your family.
Just
as they put the blood on top there. If the blood of animals could protect their families, how much more would the blood of Jesus protect you and your family? Your children are going to school, call them and pray with them.
You're
putting them to sleep, call them and pray with them.
You're
washing them, pray over them. Plead the blood to protect them. And as you come before God in prayer, He does not see you. He sees the blood. Because He's looking at you through the blood, you can come with boldness.
Dear Lord
Jesus, I am not worthy of anything, but I'm standing here under the cover of your blood. And I'm pleading for Brother Ashmore, pleading for my brother Mensah, pleading for this, pleading for my family, pleading for even the rulers of my country. Oh Lord, I'm pleading the blood over my business. And because of that blood, Lord, I need the power of the Holy Ghost in the blood to be able to overcome every power of the enemy. That's why He gave the Lord's Supper. Do this in remembrance of me. To remember that I have won the victory for you. And as often as you do this, you are being reminded of my victory for you. That's why the Lord's Supper is so important. It's so important that you repent of your sins. You are taken to the body of water. You confess your sins into the blood.
Upon
the confession of your sins, I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood washes your heart. And wherever the blood works, the Holy Spirit will follow. The power of God goes where the blood has worked. If the blood of Jesus cleanses you from all sin,
then
you have the boldness to ask the Holy Spirit to come into your life. The literal life of Christ comes in. Then you can sing, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. He lives. Jesus is alive in me.
Yes, Christ, what you see with me?
It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. Then with Paul, you can say Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ
I'm Christo.
Who strengthens me?
And
when the Lord Jesus comes the second time,
I say, Radius Christo, bah, pray no so.
Only those washed by the blood and filled with the Spirit will be changed by the power of transformation of the Holy Spirit.
And
lifted up by the power of the Holy Ghost. To meet the Lord in the air. There's going to be a meeting in the air, in the sweet, sweet by and by. I'm going to meet you there, in the home beyond the sky. Such singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ear. To be glorious, I do declare. And God's own Son will be the leading one in the meeting in the air. Oh, there's going to be a meeting in the air, in the sweet, sweet by and by. I'm going to meet you there, in the home beyond the sky. Such singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ear. To be glorious, I do declare. And God's own Son will be the meeting one in the meeting in the air. So if Christ has paid for all the blessings in the heavenly places,
it is a crystal word.
Then he's telling you he has blessed us.
And
you
catch us
with all the spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Christ Jesus.
And you know, don't let it go above you. He says he has paid for every redemptive blessing. Whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. He has spread the welcome mat of his blood.
My child.
Come and receive your portion of the blessings.
It's
free. Will you come? As we bow down our
eyes.
Will you talk to the Master?
Lord
Jesus,
I'm
so thankful to you
for
what you have done for me. I will never qualify for any blessing.
It
is your blood, that supreme sacrifice, that has qualified me for every gift, for every blessing, for protection.
Come in.
So glorify God in your body. To our body, it is a young companion. Oh, we need to be a ton of body. We'll be a tower chaka. You are not for yourself, you are for the one who bought you with his own blood. Now, the servants of God are still praying for the people. Won't you also surrender your heart to the one that paid such a high price for your redemption? Oh Lord, Erade, Erade, and you grasp power firm on the Jimmy. The source of my mama, that family bra. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. I want to pray for you all while we dismiss for the morning, and they continue to pray for those who are still at the altar. I want to pray with everybody here and wherever you are hearing my voice. Lord Jesus, who shed your holy blood for our redemption, we thank you so much, Lord, that you love us. And when the price for our redemption was such that no man could pay for his labor, you willingly shed your blood and pay for every sin and the consequences of sin. And now we are free. We have been redeemed by the blood. To be yours forever. Lord, I pray, may the spirit of revelation hit everyone, that they walk everywhere they go with boldness, protected and sheltered by the blood of the Lord Jesus. Lord, be with each one of us, be with our loved ones, be with all those that were not able to come. Those who are far, and those who are near, may everybody like Rahab come under the protection of the red string and be saved. Grant it, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May we reap the benefit of the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood over our loved ones. We plead the blood over the entire bride of Christ on earth. Lord, hide us and keep us and preserve us for your kingdom. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And in the pompa yesose, for what is your pleasure? And food can be made in our soul. But if fear will be able to come. For this is what I am in the Obama. May I find Papani and Sunday Facha Facha and Samojanasi. May I come down by all good good to me. I will much more. I'm a triumph. May I brand so many. May I brand so many. Now the tree of Pajanasia. dear Kaumau. Yet I was in Jesus Christ.
Precious name, precious name, oh how sweet. And joy of heaven. Oh, precious name, precious name. sweet.